It started with a chair.
I've wanted this for a really long time.
I know.
Wizard.
Jeez, Banana, shut your friggin' gob, okay?
This is the most magnificent discarded living room set I've ever seen.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. The rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you're with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
Well, well, if it isn't McGuff the crime dog. Back for another test?
I think the first one was defective. The plus sign looks more like a division symbol, so I remain unconvinced.
Third test today, Mama Bear. Your ego is prego, no doubt about it.
It's really easy to tell. Is your nipples real brown?
Yeah, maybe your little boyfriend's got mutant sperms and knocked you up twice.
Silencio, old man! Look, I just drank my weight in Sunny D, and I gotta go pronto.
Well, you know where the lavatory is. You pay for that pee stick when you're done. Don't think it's yours just because you marked it with your urine. Prognosis, Fertile Myrtle. Minus or plus?
No, no, it's not seasoned yet. Take some of these. No. There it is. That little pink plus sign is so unholy.
That ain't no Etch-a-Sketch. This is one doodle that can't be undid, Holmes Gillett.
took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Dream that I had to drive to Madison to deliver a painting. For some silly reason, I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Barabo took me to a giant.
Yo, yo, yiggity yo.
I'm a suicide risk.
Juno?
No, it's Morgan Freeman. Do you have any bones that need collecting?
Only the one in my pants.
I'm pregnant.
What? On this blog?
Yeah, it's Bleeker's.
It's probably just a food baby. Did you have a big lunch?
No, this is not a food baby, all right? I've taken, like, 3 pregnancy tests, and I am for shiz up the spout.
How did you even generate enough pee for 3 pregnancy tests?
That's amazing. I don't know, I drank, like, 10 tons of Sunny D. Anyway, dude, I'm telling you I'm pregnant, and you're acting shockingly cavalier.
Is this for real? Like, for real, for real?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Phuket, Thailand.
There we go.
That was kind of the emotion that I was searching for on the first take.
So,
are you gonna go to Havenbrook or Women Now? 'Cause you know you need a note from your parents for Havenbrook.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm gonna go to Women Now, just 'cause they help out Women Now.
Hey, do you want me to call for you? 'Cause I called for Becky last year.
No, I can call myself. Oh, but I do need your help with something. It's, like, critically important.
You know, heavy lifting can really only help you at this point.
Seriously.
So you were bored? That's how this blessed miracle came to be?
No. The act was premeditated. I mean, the sex, not the whole, like, let's get pregnant thing.
So, when did you decide that you were gonna, do Bleeker?
Like, a year ago in Spanish class?
You love him.
It's really complicated, okay? And I don't feel like talking about it in my fragile state.
So what was it like, humping Bleek's bony bod?
Magnificent.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so concerned.
Hey, Blake.
Wicked Tiger. He looks proud.
I swiped it from Ms. Rancic's lawn. Wow, your shorts are, like, especially gold today.
My mom uses color-safe bleach.
Go Carol.
I'll tell her.
When I see them all running like that, with their things bouncing around in their shorts, I always picture them naked, even if I don't want to. All I see is pork swords.
I'm supposed to be running.
So guess what?
What? I don't know.
I'm pregnant.
What should we do? That.
Well, you know, I was thinking I'd just nip it in the bud before it gets worse. 'Cause they were talking about in health class how pregnancy
It can often lead to an infant.
Typically, yeah, yeah. That's what happens when our moms and teachers get pregnant.
So you're cool with that then?
Yeah, yeah, wizard. I mean, you know, just, I guess, do whatever you think you should do, you know?
Well, I'm sorry I had sex with you. I know it wasn't, like, your idea.
Whose idea was it?
I'll see you at school, all right?
Whose idea was it?
Your book fell apart.
Right?
Still looked at your face.
The funny thing is that Steve Rendazzo secretly wants me. Jocks like him always want freaky girls. Girls with horn-rimmed glasses and vegan footwear and goth makeup. Girls who, like, play the cello and read McSweeney's and want to be children's librarians when they grow up. Oh, yeah. Jocks totally eat that shit up. They just won't admit it because they're supposed to be into, like, the perfect cheerleaders, you know? Like Leah, who incidentally is into teachers.
Me too! I love Woody Allen!
All right, people. We're doing chromatography lab today. So find your partners and break into groups of four.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
I did the prep questions for this lab last night, so you can just copy my answers.
I couldn't copy your work.
You copy my work every week.
True. I'm kind of a deadbeat lab partner, aren't I?
No, I don't mind. I think you definitely bring something to the table.
Charisma. So who's ready for some chromomagnificence?
Yeah, I have a menstrual migraine, so I can't really look at bright lights today.
Amanda, I told you to go to the infirmary and lie down. You never listen.
No, Josh, because I don't take orders. Not from you and not from any man.
No, you've been acting like this ever since I got back from visiting my brother in Mankato. I already told you, nothing happened.
Well, I'm going to set up the apparatus. Gina, do you want to plug in the Bunsen burner?
It's my pleasure.
I'm going to the infirmary.
Good. Call me when you get off the rag.
Fine. Call me when you learn how to love someone instead of cheat at your brother's college. Just because you had four Smirnoff Ices and a bottle of Snow Peak peach-flavored boom.
Good, Amanda. I'll be sure to do that. I'll make a note of it.
I've actually heard that the Snow Peak peach flavor is the best flavor of boons. Isn't that right?
Primo numero dos.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling to procure a hasty abortion. What? Can you just hold on for a second? I'm on my hamburger phone. Yeah, okay, yeah, now I can. Yeah, it's just, like, really awkward to talk on. I need an abortion. 16? I'm gonna say it's been about 2 months and 4 days since the sex. Mind you, that's just like a guesstimation. Sorry, how long have I been what? Ugh, I hate it when adults use the term sexually active. What does it even mean? Can I like deactivate someday, or is this some sort of permanent state of being? I guess Bleeker went live that night we did it. I guess that's why he got that look on his face.
Should have seen this octopus furnace at work. I had to get on my hazmat suit just to get into the thing.
My dad used to be in the army, but now he's just your average HVAC specialist. He and my mom got divorced when I was like 5, and she lives on a Havasu reservation in Arizona with her new husband and 3 replacement kids. Oh, and she inexplicably mails me a cactus every Valentine's Day, and I'm like, thanks a heap, Coyote Ugly. This cactus gram stings even worse than your abandonment. That's my stepmom, Bren. She's completely obsessed with dogs. Owns a nail salon and always smells like methyl methacrylate.
So, Juno, how was your little maneuver last night?
Well, which maneuver, sir? The one where I moved an entire living room set from one lawn to the other? Or the one where I downed a 64-ounce blue sushi in 10 minutes?
Juno, did you by any chance barf in my urn? Mac, you know that nice urn by the front door, the one I got up in Stillwater?
Mm-hmm.
There was some blue shit, gunk, stuff in there this morning.
I would never barf in your urn, Brenda. Maybe LB did it.
Liberty Bell, if you put one more bacon on that potato, I'm going to kick your little monkey butt.
All babies want to get born. All babies want to get born. All babies want to get born.
Hey, Soo-chin.
Oh, hi, Juno. How are you?
Yeah, pretty solid. So, did you write that paper for a worst class yet?
No, not yet. I tried to work on it a little last night, but I'm having trouble concentrating.
Oh, well, I'll sell you some of my Adderall if you...
No, thanks. I'm off pills.
It's a wise choice, because I knew this girl. She had this, crazy freak out because she took too many behavioral meds at once, and she just, ripped off her clothes and dove into the fountain at Ridgedale Mall and was like, I am a kraken from the sea!
I heard that was you.
Well, it's good seeing you, Soo-chin.
Your baby probably has a beating heart, you know. It can feel pain. And it has fingernails.
Fingernails? Really?
Welcome to Women Now, where women are trusted friends. Please put your hands where I can see them and surrender any bombs.
Hey, I'm here for the big show.
Your name, please?
Juno McGuff.
She thinks I'm using a fake name, like Jean Simmons or Mother Teresa.
I need you to fill these out both sides and don't skip the hairy details. We need to know about every score and every sore. Would you like a free condom? Your boysenberry.
No, I'm off sex right now.
My boyfriend uses them every time we have intercourse. They make his junk smell like pie.
Your miracle!
Dude, what are you doing here? I'm supposed to come get you at 4.
Couldn't do it, Leah. It smelled like a dentist's office in there. And there were these horrible magazines with water stains.
And then the friggin' receptionist is trying to get me to take these condoms that look like grape suckers. And just babbling away about her friggin' boyfriend's pie balls.
Yum.
Oh, and then Soo-chin was there. Yeah, and she was like, oh, hi, babies have fingernails. Fingernails.
That's gruesome. Do you think the baby could all, scratch your vag on the way out and then it would...
I'm staying pregnant, Leah.
Dude, you gotta keep your voice down, okay? My mom is inside. She doesn't know that we're sexually active.
What does that even mean?
I was thinking I could, have this baby and give it to someone that, totally needs it, you know? Like, a woman with a bum ovary or a couple nice lesbos.
But then you're gonna get, huge and your chest is gonna milktate and you're gonna have to, people that you're pregnant.
Yeah, but maybe they'll, canonize me for being so selfless.
Or maybe they'll, totally shit and be really, really mad and not let you graduate or go to Cabo for spring break.
I was gonna go to Gettysburg with Bleeker anyway.
You should look at adoption ads. I see them all the time in the Penny Saver.
They have ads for parents?
Yeah, desperately seeking spawn. Right next to, terriers and iguanas and used fitness equipment and stuff. It's totally legit.
wholesome, spiritually wealthy couple have found true love with each other.
Oh, all that's missing is your bastard. I want a parakeet.
Jennifer, you're totally not even listening to me.
No, I heard you. I just, like, I don't want to give the baby to a family that describes themselves as wholesome.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just want something a little more edgier.
Okay, what did you have in mind exactly?
I was thinking more like graphic designer, mid-30s, you know, with a cool Asian girlfriend who, like, dresses awesome and rocks out on the bass guitar. But I don't want to be too particular.
Okay. How about this? Educated, successful couple seeking infant to join our family of five. You will be compensated. Help us complete the circle of love.
Yeesh.
That sounds great.
They sound like a friggin' cult, is what they sound like. And besides, they already have three kids, you know? They're just like greedy little bitches.
Oh, Juno. How about this one?
They were Mark and Vanessa Loring. And they were beautiful even in black and white.
Hey, Paul. Are you coming downstairs to eat?
No, I don't think so.
You ran 8 miles today, puppy.
I'm not hungry, oddly.
But it's breakfast for supper. It's your favorite, Paul.
Yeah.
Juno McGuff called while you were out running today. You know how I feel about her.
Yeah. You mentioned it a couple times.
She's just different.
I know.
I'm not really sure. I'm gonna spit this out.
Hun, did you get expelled?
No, the school would most likely contact you in the event of my expulsion.
Well, I was just asking. It seemed plausible.
What, do you need a large amount of money?
No.
Legal counsel?
I'm not asking for anything. Except for maybe mercy. Like, it would be friggin' sweet if no one hit me.
Well, what have you done, Junebug? Did you hit someone with the Previa?
No. Dude, I think it's best to just tell him.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I'm going to give it up for adoption, and I already found the perfect couple. They're going to pay for the medical expenses and everything, and 30-year-odd weeks, we can just pretend that this never happened.
You're pregnant?
I'm sorry. And if it is any consolation, I have heartburn that is radiating in my kneecaps, and I haven't taken a dump since Wednesday. Morning.
I didn't even know you were sexually active.
Who is the kid?
The baby? I don't really know much about it other than, I mean, it has fingernails, allegedly.
Nails, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't, I mean, who is the father, Juno?
It's Polly Bleeker.
Polly Bleeker?
What?
I didn't think he had it in him.
I know, right?
Right, this is no laughing matter.
No, it's not. And you know, Polly is actually great in,
Okay.
In chair.
You're thinking about adoption?
Yeah. And there's this couple, they haven't had, you know, they've been trying to have a kid for like 5 years.
We found them in the Penny Saver next to the exotic birds.
And they have a legitimate lawyer, and I was going to go meet with them next weekend.
Junebug, that is a tough, tough thing to do. It's probably tougher than you can understand right now.
Oh, I know. And it's just that I'm not ready to be a mom.
Damn Skippy, you're not. You don't even remember to give Liberty Bell her breathing meds.
That was once, and she did not die, if you recall.
Honey, had you considered, you know, the alternative?
No.
Well, you're a little Viking. First things first. All right, we have to get you healthy. You need prenatal vitamins. Incidentally, they do incredible things for your nails, so that's a plus. Oh, and we need to schedule a doctor's appointment, figure out where you're going to deliver.
Do you know I'm coming with you to meet this adoption couple? You're just a kid, and I want you to get ripped off by a couple of baby-starved wingnuts.
Thanks, Dad.
Boy, I thought you were the kind of girl who knew when to say when.
I don't really know what kind of girl I am.
To me straight, Bryn. You think this is my fault?
I think kids get bored and they have intercourse. And I think Junebug was a dummy about it, Mac.
I am not ready to be a pop-pop.
You're not going to be a pop-pop. Somebody else is going to find a precious blessing from Jesus in this garbage dump of a situation.
Did you see that coming when she sat us down here?
Yeah, but I was hoping she was expelled or into hard drugs.
That was my first instinct, too. Or a DWI. Anything but this. And I'm going to punch that Bleeker kid in the wiener next time I see him.
Mac, come on. You know it wasn't his idea.
Yeah.
Vanessa, you must be Juno, Mr. McGuff.
Hi.
Vanessa,
Lori. It's Vanessa, right? Is that...
Thanks for having me and my irresponsible child over to your house.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Come on in. Can I take your coat or your
hat?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks.
A wicked pick in the Penny Saver, by the way. Super classy. Not like those people with fake woods in the background. Honestly, who do they think they're fooling?
You found us in the Penny Saver?
Hi, Mark Loring. I'm the husband.
How you doing? Mac McGuff.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
This is Gerda Rouse, our attorney.
Gerda Rouse.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And this, of course, is Juno.
Like the city in Alaska.
No.
No? Hey, hon, should we sit down and get to know one another?
Oh, I thought I'd get some drinks. What would anyone like? I have Pellegrino or vitamin water or orange juice with folic
acid.
Olive and
Maker's Mark, please.
She's kidding. Junebug has a wonderful sense of humor, just one of her many genetic gifts.
So, Juno, first off, how far along are you?
I'm a junior?
No, I mean in your pregnancy.
Oh, right. Well, actually, my stepmom took me yesterday to the doctor, and they said I was 12 weeks.
Oh, that's great. That's marvelous. So you're into your second trimester?
Yeah. Apparently. I'm due on May 4th.
Great. My girlfriends tell me that the first couple of months are the hardest.
I didn't notice it at all, actually. I'm more concerned about when they have to put that, like, elastic band, you know, in the front of my jeans.
I think pregnancy's beautiful.
Oh, well, you're lucky it's not you.
Huh. Let's talk about how we're going to do this thing.
What do you mean? Don't I just have the thing, squeeze it on out, and hand it over?
Mark and Vanessa are willing to negotiate an open adoption.
Well, wait, what does that mean?
It means they'd send annual updates, photos, let Juno know how the baby is doing as he or she grows up.
Whoa, no. I don't want... photos or any kind of notification, you know? I mean, can't we just, like, kick this old school? You know, like, I stick the baby in a basket, send it your way, like Moses and the reeds?
Technically, that would be kicking it Old Testament.
Exactly, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, in the good old days, when it was quick and dirty.
Well, then we all agree a traditional closed adoption would be best for all involved.
Shit!
Yes, just close her on up.
Obviously, we would compensate you for all your medical expenses.
Are you looking for any other type of compensation?
Excuse me?
No. No, I don't want to, you know, sell the thing. I just want the baby to be with people who are going to love it and be good parents, you know? I'm in high school. Dude, I'm ill-equipped.
And you're doing a beautiful and a selfless thing for us.
Vanessa's wanted a baby ever since we got married.
I want to be a mommy so badly.
You don't say.
Have you ever felt like you were just born to do something?
Yes. Heating and air conditioning.
There you go. I was born to be a mother. Some of us are.
How about you, Mark? Are you looking forward to being a dad?
Betcha. Yeah. Every guy wants to be a father. He wants to coach the soccer team and help out with the science fair. The volcano goes off. I don't know. Yeah, all that.
Maybe Gerda could take us through the preliminary documents that you've drawn up.
Sweet. Yeah, could I use the facilities first? Because being pregnant makes me pee like Seabiscuit.
Sure, the downstairs bathroom's being retiled, but if you go upstairs and then to the right and to the
Oh, yeah,
right.
Room with the toilet.
Is she all right?
Sorry, I didn't expect to see you up here.
Just came up to get something.
Did your wife send you up here to spy on me?
No. What? Do we come off as paranoid yuppies or something?
Well, I stole a squirt of your wife's perfume.
Really?
Mm. But is Clinique happy? Get a whiff of those sparkling top notes.
Oh, yeah. Mm? That's supposed to make me feel happy.
You should feel happy, Holmes. Giving you and Vanessa the gift of life. Sweet, screaming, pooping life. And you don't even have to be there when it comes out all covered in,
Viscera.
Blood and guts. Whoa. Is that a Les Paul?
Yes, it is. Vanessa gave me my own room for all my stuff.
She gave you your own room in your whole house for your stuff? Wow, she's going on a long leash there, Mark. Oh, it's beautiful. You know, I always love Gibson way more than Fender. Like, just...
What do you play?
I rock a harmony.
Oh.
So is it mahogany?
Yeah.
And what happens if you crack the neck? I mean, that must be like a bitch to...
Tell me about it. I used to play in this real tight band when I lived in Chicago, and this one night we opened up for the Melvins, and I busted that thing right on stage. It cost me $800 just to get it fixed.
Whoa. So when was that? Was that like...
93. Best time for rock and roll.
Nuh-uh. 77, are you...
What?
Punk volume number one.
You're crazy.
Dude, you weren't there. You couldn't understand the magic.
You weren't even alive.
What's that?
It's a Pilates machine.
What do you make with it?
You don't make anything. It's for exercising.
Yeah, my wife ordered one of those Tony Little Gazelles off the TV, you know, from the guy with the ponytail. That guy just doesn't look right to me.
I'll be right back. Excuse me.
They really want you, and I do too. I wanna be.
Hi.
Hi.
You're playing music.
Juno wanted a little closer look at Kimber.
Your guitar's named Kimber?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. My axe is named Roosevelt, but after Franklin, not Ted. Franklin, he was the hot one with polio?
Yeah. Hey, Gerda is downstairs. We still have a lot of stuff to go over and do.
I got it.
Not to interrupt the jam session.
So just look these over. If you have any questions, call me at my office.
We would really appreciate it if you would just, you know, keep us updated on any doctor's appointments or ultrasounds or anything of that nature.
Yeah.
If it's not too much.
No, right, for sure. Yeah, you want to know how your kids are cooking. I get it.
You think you're really going to do this then?
Yeah. No, I like you guys. Yeah.
How sure would you say you are? Like, would you say you're 80% sure or 90% sure?
I'm going to say I'm about 104% sure.
Really?
No, seriously, if I could just have the thing and give it to you now, I totally would. But I'm guessing it looks probably like a sea monkey right now. And, you know, we should let it get a little cuter.
Yes.
Right?
Great.
Keep it in the oven.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, nice to meet you both.
You too.
Please drive carefully. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Oh.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank
you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm sticking with you. 'Cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Hey, man.
Hey, VJ. How's it going?
Did you hear? Gina McGuff's pregnant.
Yeah.
Like our moms and teachers.
Yeah.
Did you hear it's yours?
Yep.
What a trip, man.
I don't really know too much about it.
You should grow a mustache.
I can't.
Me neither. But I'm gonna stop wearing underpants. Raise my sperm count. See ya.
Made out of blue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Gina, hey.
Hey, Bleak.
Hey, me and some guys are going to go to the movies after school, and we're going to donate that flick with the guy who has 18 kids.
Oh.
You want to come?
Sounds awesome. I got my ultrasound.
Oh, really? Can I, should I come?
You can't waste those donut holes there. But maybe I could, you know, drop by later.
Okay, cool.
Later, Bleak.
See ya. I'll save you a seat.
There's your baby.
Oh
my God.
There's a hand.
Oh.
And an arm. And there's the feet.
Oh, would you look at that.
Whoa, check out baby big head. Dude, that thing is freaky looking.
Excuse me, I am a sacred vessel, all right? All you've got in your stomach is Taco Bell.
Mm. It's amazing that there's actually saps that cry at this.
What? I'm not made of stone.
Well, there you have it. Would you like to know the sex?
Yes.
No.
Please.
No,
do
definitely.
Please.
No, there's no sex. Planning to be surprised when you deliver.
Well, no, I want Mark and Vanessa to be surprised, and if you tell me, I'll just, like, ruin everything.
Are Mark and Vanessa your friends at school?
No, they're the adoptive parents.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I just see a lot of teenage mothers come through here. It's obviously a poisonous environment to raise a baby in.
How do you know that I'm so poisonous, you know? Like, what if...
these adoptive parents turn out to be like evil molesters.
Or like stage parents.
They could be utterly negligent. Maybe they'll do a far shittier job of raising a kid than my dumbass stepdaughter ever would. Have you considered that?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. What is your job title exactly?
I'm an ultrasound technician, ma'am.
Well, I'm a nail technician, and I think we both ought to stick to what we know.
Excuse me?
Oh, you think you're so special because you get to play picture pages up there? My 5-year-old daughter could do that, and let me tell you, she's not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed. So why don't you go back to night school in Mantino and learn a real trade?
Bren, use a dick. Love it.
Expect to see you here.
Yeah, I have something really cool to show you guys. Is Vanessa here?
Nope. Actually, she's working late tonight. She's trying to accrue as much time off as she can before the...
Oh, right. I hear these are quite the time suck.
Yeah. You want to come on in? I'm just having a ginseng cooler. Would you like one?
What is it with you rich people and your herb-infused juices?
That's probably got something to do with those 44 packs they come in. They're not bad, though.
Wait a second. Why aren't you at work?
I work mostly from home. I'm a composer.
No shit. Like Johann Brahms or...
No, more commercial stuff.
Like what?
Commercials.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen the ads for the Titanium Power Men's deodorant?
Titanium Power. Get my snatched by the barge.
Right. Paid for this kitchen.
Whoa. Quite the sellout, Mark. I mean, what would the Melvins say?
Did you say you had something to show me?
Behold, good sir, your future child.
Hey, look at that.
I think it looks like my friend Polly.
Is he also bald and amorphous?
No, he's the dad.
Oh. Wow. Can you tell if it's a boy or a girl?
I can't. The doctor can, but you know, I kind of want it to be a surprise.
Well, it can only go one of two ways.
That's what you think. I mean, I drink tons of booze, so you might end up with one of those scary neuter babies just born without junk.
Junk, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's parts.
I know what junk is.
Yeah, right.
We definitely wanted to have some junk, please.
No, you don't need to worry about a thing. My stepmom, Bren, makes me eat super healthy. You know, I can't stand in front of the microwave and no red M&Ms. I hope you're ready.
Ooh. You hear that?
What?
This is my favorite song. This is Sonic Youth doing Superstar by the Carpenters.
Oh, yeah. I know the Carpenters. Chick drummer, freaky dude, not unlike the White Stripes.
You haven't heard the Carpenters like this. Just listen.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I like this.
What did you say your favorite band was?
Didn't. It's a 3-way tie between Stooges, Patti Smith, and the Runaways.
Jesus, I'm definitely making some CDs, at least for my kids in there.
The Wizard of Gore?
That is Herschel Gordon Lewis. He's the ultimate master of horror.
Please. Dario Argento is so the ultimate master of horror.
Argento? He's all right. But Lewis is completely demented. Okay, we're talking about buckets of goo. I mean, there's red corn syrup all over the place. There's
fake brains coming out the yin-yang.
Quite frankly, this looks a little stupid.
Give me the tape.
This is even better than Suspiria.
What'd I tell you?
Kudos. You have decent taste in slasher movies.
Here's the dovetailing interests.
Have you guys thought of any names for the baby yet?
Sort of, yes. Vanessa likes Madison for a girl.
Madison? Wait, hold on. Isn't that, like, a little gay?
Wow, pretentious much? Should everyone just have a mysterious name like Juno?
No, Dad's... You see, my dad went through this huge obsession with Roman and Greek mythology, so he decided to name me after Zeus's wife.
I got it.
Zeus, like, he had tons of lays, but I'm pretty sure Juno was his only wife, and she was supposed to be, like, really beautiful, but really mean, like Diana Ross.
Well, that suits you.
Thanks.
You are something else.
Nah.
There's Vanessa. You'd better go.
What? Why?
She hates when I sit around and I watch movies and I don't contribute.
No, I'll handle this. I'm really good at diffusing mum type rage.
No, Juno.
Hey, Mark,
hey, seriously.
Where are you? I got some steps.
Hey, Vanessa.
Juno, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
What are you doing here? What's wrong?
I went to the doctor today.
Is something wrong with the baby?
The baby's great. It's the right size and everything. I even saw its phalanges today. Here. It's a baby. It's your baby. It kind of looks like it's waving, you know? Like it's saying, hey, Vanessa, will you be my mom?
It kind of does.
Right?
Juno was nice enough to bring that over for us today.
Yeah, I came as soon as I got that ultrasound goo off my pelvis, and it was crazy, actually. My stepmom verbally abused the ultrasound tech, and we got escorted off the premises. Wow, what kind of swag did you score?
Mall madness, huh?
It's just some stuff I picked up for the baby.
Wait, don't you usually get all that stuff at, like, a baby shower? Because my stepmom, she was pregnant with my little sister, and she got a million gifts, you know? But I wasn't jealous because they were all super lame.
I doubt anyone's going to throw us a shower.
Why wouldn't they throw you a baby shower?
Well, I don't think people know how to feel about the situation because it's not set in stone.
What isn't set? No. You don't think that I'm going to flake out on you?
No, I don't, Juno. We went through a situation before where it didn't work out.
Yeah, cold feet.
Oh. Should have gone to China. You know, because I hear they give away babies like free iPods. You know, they pretty much just put them in those t-shirt guns and shoot them out at sporting events.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into? I should probably bounce.
Hey, don't forget your bag.
Ah, bag.
Okay, take care.
Junebug?
I just drove to St. Cloud to show Mark and Vanessa the ultrasound. I ended up staying for a couple hours.
Couple hours? What are you going over there in the first place?
Oh, they just, you know, they wanted to know about the stuff, and I said I'd keep them updated, so I did.
Well, you could have mailed it to them. Why would you drive an hour out to East Jesus Nowhere?
I just did, you know, and while Mark and I were waiting for Vanessa, we watched The Wizard of Gore, and then... He burnt me a couple CDs of this weird music, so... It was cool. He's kind of cool.
Juno, You can't just drop in on them like that.
No, it was not a big deal. He was totally cool with it.
You don't understand. Mark is a married man. There are boundaries.
Oh, come on. Listen, Brenda. Now, you're acting like you're the one who has to go through this. Like you're the one who has to get huge and shove a baby out of your vag for someone else. And what does it even matter if he's married? I can have friends that are married.
It doesn't work that way, kiddo. You don't know squat about the dynamics of marriage.
You don't know anything about me.
I know enough.
We don't even have a dog.
Wait, yeah, we don't have a dog because you're allergic to their saliva. I have sacrificed a lot for you, Juno, and in a couple years when you move out, I'm going to get Weimer honors.
Whoa, dream big!
Oh, go fly a kite!
Hey, Juno.
What can I do for you?
Bleeker home? Bleeker's mom was possibly attractive once, but now she looks like a hobbit. You know, the fat one that was in the Goonies? Hey, man. Don't concentrate so hard. I think I can smell your hair a-burning.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just want to come say hey. I mean, I miss, like, just hang out with you on school nights, you know?
Orange Tic Tacs are Bleeker's one and only vice. The day I got pregnant, his mouth tasted really tangy and delicious.
I really seem to be getting pregnanter these days.
You know, I set up this whole private adoption, and this married couple in, like, St. Cloud, they're gonna be the parents, so it's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what are they like?
Well, I mean, the guy, he's awesome. His name's Mark, and he likes old horror movies, and he plays a guitar. We actually hung out this afternoon.
Is that normal?
Probably not, but... Listen, I talked to Dad and Bran, and they said they wouldn't argue out to your folks, so...
Okay.
I think we should be cool, you know?
That's a relief.
You know, I'm gonna start looking like a pretty big dork soon, so... Are you still gonna think I'm cute when I'm huge?
I always think you're cute. I think you're beautiful.
Jeez, Bleak.
I do. Hey, Junebug, you know, when this is all over, we should get the band back together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, once Tino gets the new drum head, we're just, like, ready to rock.
And, I mean, we could always get back together, too. It's an option.
Were we together?
Yeah, we were once, you know, that time.
What about Katrina DeVort? You could totally go out with Katrina DeVort.
I don't like Katrina. She smells like soup. I mean, have you ever smelled her? And her whole house smells like soup.
So we have custard and cheesecake.
And yellow.
Right, well, I wanted to pick something that was gender neutral until we get the baby, and then we can just add a more decisive palette.
Why does everybody think that yellow is gender neutral? I don't know any guy with a yellow bedroom.
I'm thinking more custard, just with this light. I don't know, maybe I should paint a larger swatch or just try it on a...
Or you can wait a few more months. Not like the baby's gonna come storming in here demanding dessert-colored walls.
Well, what to expect
says that readying the baby's room is an important process for the woman, especially if you're adopting. It's called nesting.
Nesting?
Yeah.
What, are you going to build a crib out of sticks and spit?
Well, you should read the book. Yeah. I flagged the daddy chapters. They're...
I think it's too early to paint. That's my opinion.
I disagree. This wall is going to need something. Our first family photo right in the middle. Right up there. Can you see it?
Yum! This pretzel tastes like a friggin' donut.
Well, she doesn't love sweetness.
No, you can't have any.
He's assaulting me!
He's denying me fresh goodness.
Oh my god.
What?
That's her. That's Vanessa Loring.
Of the Penny Saver Awards? Wow. Dude, she's like really pretty.
You sound like totally shocked or something.
She's totally gonna like steal that little kid from her collection.
Right? Seriously? Boring. I could so go for like a huge cookie right now with like a lamb kebab simultaneously.
God, sperm? Must you always feed? It's like never ending pretty much, you know? Juno!
Hi!
Hi, Juno.
Vanessa, what brings you to the mall today?
I was just shopping, you know, with my girlfriends.
You're gay.
Oh, please,
no?
Just ignore her.
Okay.
Well, how are you feeling?
Great. Everything's... stupendous, you know. Oh, coming in on that snooze button.
It's incredible.
Oh, God.
What?
Kicking away.
Could I feel it?
Are you kidding? God, at school, everyone's just like grabbing my belly all the time. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm a legend, you know? They call me the cautionary whale.
I can't feel anything. It's not moving for me.
You should try talking to it, because, like, supposedly they can hear you, even though it's all, like, 10,000 leagues under the sea.
Hi, baby. It's me. It's Vanessa. I can't wait to meet you. Can you hear me, baby? Sweet angel. Magical. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I'll be your father and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in no towns can you take. Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase.
And if you can't decide between a little breakfast and lunch, why don't you microwave yourself a little bowl of brunch.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So,
I've been listening to that really weird CD that you made me.
Yeah, what's the verdict?
Well, it's cute.
It's cute.
When you're used to listening to the raw power of Iggy and the Stooges, everything else just sounds kind of, like, precious in comparison.
Well, I imagine you've got a collection of punk chestnuts to prove your point.
Well, consider it your musical education.
Can't wait to see what you've got to teach me.
Stop serving porn and get back to work. Just wanted to call and say hi.
All right, go learn something.
Oh, a little trip down Mexico way. In Greece and China, apparently. How many months has it been now? You're getting huge.
Well, it's honing in on 8. You should see how weird I look naked.
I wish my phone bags would get bigger.
God, trust me, you don't. I have to actually wear a frickin' bra now and rub all this nasty cocoa butter stuff on myself so, like, I don't know, my skin won't explode. Hot.
Why is everyone always staring at me? But you are kind of convex, you know.
Whoa, who's been doing their geometry homework for once?
I have no choice. Keith has been grading me, like, so hard lately.
Do not call Mr. Conyers Keith.
Why?
Because my barf reflex is really in heightened these days.
Oh, but Keith's hot.
Ew. He's all beardy.
Wait, did you hear that Blake is going to prom with Katrina DeVort?
Katrina? No way. No, he doesn't like Katrina. It must be, like, a pity date or something.
I heard he asked her, and that they're going to Benihana, and then prom, and then VJ's parents' cabin.
No, what do you... He told me that Katrina's house smells like soup.
Oh my God, it totally does. I was there, like, 4 years ago for a birthday party. Oh my God, it's like Lipton Landing. But, you know, boys have endured way worse things from Nookie.
Please. There is no way that they're having sex. I mean, they wouldn't even be holding hands.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure. He did it with you.
Yeah, because Bleak trusts me, you know? And we're best friends.
Are you jealous? I thought you said you didn't care what he did.
Not jealous. Don't care. It's just, I know Bleak doesn't like Katrina, you know, and he shouldn't toy with her emotions like that, because she seems pretty nice.
Uh-huh. I'm really convinced.
You know, promise for weenuses in any way, because as soon as you're old enough to go, it's so not cool anymore. Are you honestly and truly going to prom with Katrina DeVore?
Hi.
Leah just said that you were going to go with her.
Yeah, I did ask her if she wanted to go. A bunch of us from the team are going to go to Benihana and then go to the prom and then go to VJ's parents' cabin. So we're getting a stretch limo.
Your mom must be pretty stoked that you're not taking me.
You're mad. Why are you mad?
I'm mad? I'm in a great mood. I mean, despite the fact that, well, I'm in a fat suit that I can't take off, and despite the fact that pretty much everyone's making fun of me behind my back, and despite the fact that your little girlfriend gave me the stink eye in art class yesterday.
Katrina's not my girlfriend, all right? And I doubt that she gave you the stink eye. That's just the way her face looks, you know? That's just her face.
Yeah. You just take soupy sales to prom. I can think of so many cooler things to do that night. Like, you know what, Blake? I might pumice my feet, might go to Bren's dumb Unitarian church, maybe get hit by a truck full of hot garbage juice, you know, because all those things would be exponentially cooler than going to prom with you.
You're being really immature. You have no reason to be mad at me. I mean, you know, you broke my heart. I should be royally ticked off at you, you know, I should be really cheesed off. I shouldn't want to talk to you anymore.
Because I got bored and had sex with you, and I didn't want to, like, marry you?
Like I'd marry you. You'd be the meanest wife ever, okay? And I know that you weren't bored that day, because there was a lot of stuff on TV, and the Blair Witch Project was coming on Stars. And you were like, I haven't seen this since it came out, so we should watch it. But, oh, no, we should just make out instead. La, la, la.
You just take Katrina the douche packer to prom. I'm sure you two will have, like, a real bitchin' time.
Well... I still have your underwear.
I still have your virginity.
God, would you shut up?
What, are you ashamed that we did it?
No.
Because at least you don't have to have the evidence under your sweater. I'm a planet.
Wait, let me get your bag. You shouldn't be carrying it.
What's another 10 pounds?
knowing that you gotta go to school. Tell your mum what to expect, she said it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work at Debenhams, cause that's what they expect. Starting laundry and Doris is your supervisor. And the head said that you always were a queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered for your heart. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange.
Hi. Wow. Shirt's working hard. Is Vanessa here? No, we are safe.
Sweet.
Glad you're here. I actually have something for you. Almost there.
Whoa, Mark, is this the baby's room? It's beautiful.
Oh, that's hilarious. Now, this is where I keep all my old comics, and I want to show you one.
You're one of those guys?
Yeah. Take a look. Huh?
Most fruitful Yuki.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a pregnant superhero?
Is that gray? I found it in Japan when I was there with my band. It reminds me of you.
Hells yeah! Yeah. This actually makes me feel way less of a fat dork.
Well, Yuki is a real badass, and you should be very proud to be in the same condition.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, how about some tunage? Tunage?
Okay. Yeah, I got a box.
All
right,
don't look. Numero 12.
Not looking.
Okay, this one is actually kind of slow, but it's Mott the Hoople, so it's still totally rad and hardcore.
I know this one.
You do?
Yeah, this song is older than I am, if you can believe it. I danced to this at my senior prom.
Who'd you dance with?
Cynthia Vogel. Great dance partner. She let me put my hands all over her butt.
Hot.
Very hot.
I can just totally picture you dancing like a total dork.
Actually, her hands... There... I put my hands down here. This is how we did it in 88.
Like this?
Just like this, yeah. Have you ever been to a dance before?
Dances are for nerds and squares.
What are you?
I don't know.
Does it feel like there's something between us? I'm leaving, Vanessa.
What?
I'm getting a place in the city. Got it all planned. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
No.
No?
No, you definitely can't do that. That's one big fat sack of... No.
What is the matter?
What the... I mean, you guys are supposed to take care of this, you know?
Thought you'd be cool with this.
Cool. I want things... to be perfect. I don't want them to be shitty and broken like everyone else's family. God, look, I'll have the baby, and Vanessa's gonna be so happy. You just... The
baby's not gonna fix everything. Besides, I don't know if I'm even ready to be a father.
But you're old.
How do you think of me? You know, why are you over here?
I just like being a piece of furniture in your weird life.
This is what my life has become. I mean, you know, I got stuff in boxes, you know, I'm underground. That's appealing to you?
Is this my fault?
No.
Is Vanessa, like, mad at you because of me or something?
It's got nothing to do with it. Vanessa and I aren't in love anymore.
Well, you were in love when you married her. And if you're in love once, you can be in love again. Like my friend Leah, who's been with the same guy, like... four different times. You're just not trying hard enough.
Such an idiot. I can't believe what an idiot.
No, you know what, Mark? Oh, just do not divorce your wife. Will you please just do me a solid and stay with Vanessa?
You're so young.
I'm not that young, okay? I'm 16, all right? I'm old enough to know when someone's acting like a total a-hole. Oh, and you know what? I bought another Sonic Youth album, and it sucks. It's just noise.
You know? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you crying?
I'm not.
crying. I'm just allergic to fine home furnishings.
Hold on. What's the matter? What's the matter?
Just a little hormonal, right, Juno? It's part of the process.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Just, I've been thinking.
What?
You know, I'm thinking if this is the right thing.
What are you talking about?
Just wondering if we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We've read the books. We've taken all the classes. We have a nursery that is completely...
Vanessa, I know we're prepared. I'm just wondering if I'm ready.
Wait a minute. Wait, you know, don't listen to him. He's just got cold feet. He's just being a guy. The books all say the same thing. A woman becomes a mother when she gets pregnant. A man becomes a father when he sees his baby. He's gonna get there. He's gonna get there.
It happened so fast. You know, we put the ad in the paper, and I thought that it was gonna take months, if at all. And then 2 weeks later, she's on that couch.
She answered our prayers.
Ever since then, it's been like a ticking clock.
What are you saying?
That it feels a little like bad timing.
What would be a good time for you, Mark?
There's just some things that I still want to do.
Like what? Be a rock star?
Don't mock me.
I'm just saying that this is something that's never going to happen. Your shirt is stupid. Grow up. If I have to wait for you to become Kurt Cobain, I'm never gonna be a mother.
I never said I'd be a good father.
called Gerda Rouse, and she said that she can represent both of us. It's called a collaborative divorce. It's all the rage right now, supposedly. It'd be pretty easy because we don't have any children.
Thanks for making the call, I guess. Have you found a place to stay yet?
Yeah, downtown.
A hotel?
No, it's not a hotel. It's a loft.
Well, aren't you the cool guy? I wanted a baby so bad.
I know. This looks like a bell from
Jiffy. For me.
How much I like being home unless I've been somewhere really different for a while.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, big puffy version of Junebug. Where you been?
Oh, just out dealing with things way beyond my maturity level.
Where's everybody?
Bryn took Liberty Bell to her tot ice skating class.
When will you guys learn that tots can't ice skate?
You're looking a little morose, honey. What's eating you?
Just like losing my faith with humanity.
Wow, can you narrow that down for me?
I just wonder if, like, two people can stay together for good.
You mean like couples?
Yeah, like people in love.
Are you having boy trouble? Because I gotta be honest, I don't really much approve of you dating in your condition. That's kind of messed up.
No, Dad, it's not.
I mean, that's pretty skanky. Isn't that what you girls call it? Skanky? Skeevy?
Please stop.
Tore up from the floor up?
That's not what it's about. I just need to know that it's possible that two people can stay happy together forever.
Well, it's not easy, that's for sure. And I don't have the best track record in the world, I know, but I've been with your stepmother for 10 years now, and I'm proud to say we're very happy. Look, in my opinion, the best thing you can do is find a person who loves you for exactly what you are. Good mood, bad mood, ugly, pretty, handsome, what have you. The right person's still going to think the sun shines out your ass. That's the kind of person that's worth sticking with.
Yeah, and I think I've found that person.
Yeah, sure you have, your dear old DAD. You know, I'll always be there to love you, support you, no matter what kind of pickle you're in. Obviously.
I think I'm just gonna, like, shove out for a sec, but I won't be home late.
Okay. You were talking about me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Said I wish.
wish I was a tree. The tree said, I wish I could be a different kind of tree. The cat wished that it was a bee. The turtle wished that it could fly really high into the sky, over rooftops, and then dive deep into the sea. And in the sea there is a fish, a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it. And in the sea there is a fish that has a secret wish, a wish to be a big cactus with a pink flower on it.
Hey, did you put like a 100 things of Tic Tacs in my mailbox?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was me.
Why?
Well, you know, they're your fave, and, I mean, you can never have too many of your favorite one-calorie breath mints, so I just thought I'd...
Yeah, well, thanks. I think I'm pretty much set until college on the Tic Tac front. Okay.
You know, Bleak, I was thinking, and I'm sorry I was such a huge bitch to you. You don't deserve it.
It's okay, you know. It's okay.
And also, I think I'm in love with you.
Think you mean as friends?
No. I mean, for real. Because you're like the coolest person I've ever met. And you don't even have to try, you know?
I try really hard, actually.
You're like naturally smart. You're not like everyone else. You don't stare at my stomach all the time. You look at my face, and every time I see you, the baby starts kicking super hard.
Does? Lizard.
I think it's because my heart starts pounding every time I see you.
Mine too.
Well, that's all I could ask for. Golden.
Can we make out now?
Yeah.
I like boys with strong convictions and convicts with perfect diction. Underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for
them. Hey, you know, you could go into early labor sucking face like that.
We're not lovers. You're so nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart.
Dad?
What?
Dad, either I just peed my pants or I'm...
Or?
Thundercats are go!
Pull out! Pull out!
Okay. Have the admittance form?
No.
I got the parking sticker.
You got Liberty Bell?
Oh, Liberty Bell. Oh, sweetie.
You're so nice and you're so smart.
Here we go.
You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you and I'll tear your wings. Just pretend I didn't tear your wings.
Breathe out of the way! Out of the way! Oh, no.
Stop it! Don't do that!
What?
Don't! You're making
us... Ow! Ow! Fuckity ow! Godburn, when do I get that freaking spinal tap thing?
It's called a spinal block, and you can't have it yet, honey. The doctor said you're not dilated enough.
Oh, come on! I mean, it's like... I have to wait for it to get worse? Why can't I just have the freaking thing now?
Oh, honey, doctors are sadists who like to play God and watch lesser people scream.
Oh! Oh,
shit.
Oh.
Excuse me, hey, can we get my kid the damn spinal tap already?
Breath, that's good.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry.
And then,
my body swinging from side to
out of
side,
nowhere, there it was.
Anyone else.
There he was.
but
here is the church and here is the steeple. For sure are cute for two.
I decided not to call Bleeker to tell him that I was having the baby. He had a big meet against Mentino, and I didn't want him to get all worried about me.
Polly Bleeker has just broken a district record.
But he figured it out anyway.
But you. Someday you'll be back here, honey. On your terms.
Hey. Nice legs. Bleeker decided he didn't want to see the baby. Neither did I, really, and he didn't feel like ours. I think he was always hers.
Would you like to meet your son? I have a son.
Like a new mom, scared shitless.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you how much.
It ended with a chair. Friends go, Polly Bleeker is totally boss. He is the cheese to my macaroni. And I know people are supposed to fall in love before they reproduce, but I guess normalcy isn't really our style.
Hey.
Hey.
Ready?
Part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
church and here is a steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Both have shiny happy fits of rage. I want more fans, you want more stage. Don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Always trying to keep it real. Now I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry eyed. My body swing from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Lips might sing ships, but loose kisses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV, hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts hurt, but they make you strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging, on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll drop kick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Chester watching me achieve my dreams. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable? Well, both my thumbs opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score, and
we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
Yeah.
guitar's out of tune. I am a vampire and I'm looking in the CD, but the musical, don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
But I don't have my mouse again, cause I have lost my mouse again.